Hey, Baker, congratulations. You seem to kind of come from the outside here to go all the way up to the number one pick. What does it mean to you to be the number one pick? And then secondly, what do you think it is that won you over with the Browns?
Oh, wow. First of all, an unbelievable feeling, a surreal feeling, you know. Coming from my story, it's something I only could have dreamed of, and it actually being a reality, it's amazing. So, thanks. I'm happy to be here. For me, it's I think throughout the meetings and talking to the coaching staff, it's a great group of guys, great management, owners, just being around them and being myself, being upfront about the mistakes I've made and what I've learned throughout the process. And then also the one great part about the interview process, you get to sit down and talk football. You get to kind of show what you're capable of knowing, and they'll quiz you on certain things. So I think until it's been a great, thing.
Are you there, Baker?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we didn't know if you're still there. Hey, as you know, Hugh Jackson says that Tyrod Taylor is going to start. So, and you've said you don't want to sit. So, how's that going to work out?
For me, I know exactly what they said, and I absolutely respect that. That's a veteran that's been in the league. He's a guy that I could sit behind and learn from. For me, when I say those types of things, it's because I'm competitive. If I came in with the mindset of just being happy I got drafted and just to settle for a backup job, and that wouldn't be myself. I'm going to come in with the mindset to compete, but also with the hunger to learn from a guy that's been in the league, that's seen things that I haven't seen. And I've said multiple times that the best thing that happened to me throughout this process at Oklahoma was sitting for the year after I transferred. It was a great year for me to be on scout team, to learn of going up against great defensive coaches and Coach Mike and Bob Stoops every day in practice, and just, you know, develop things I needed to with my body and my mind.
Hey, Baker, you haven't been shy about having a giant chip on your shoulder. How do you keep that when you're the number one pick in the draft?
It's a fresh start. To me, it's kind of the same thing. I haven't done anything yet. It's a blank slate, and right now I'm not going to get complacent. I'm not done yet. I mean, it's just the beginning. And great start in Cleveland. I couldn't be more excited about that.
Baker, you said during the combine that the Browns should draft you. Did you actually legitimately feel like this was a possibility? And at what point did you feel that?
Oh, I absolutely did. I wouldn't have said that at the time if I didn't mean it. I enjoyed meeting with the coaches. I wanted to be a guy that comes in and helps change the culture of a locker room, and to be a positive energy and to be a leader on the team no matter what the playing time looks like. That does not matter to me. I just want to be able to help a team win and to strive for greatness.
Baker Mayfield, Josene Anderson from ESPN. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
All right. So John Dorsey told us that when he talked to you on the phone, let you know you're going to be the number one overall pick, that you were brought to tears. And I'm just wondering, in that moment, how did it hit you? And what did you think about in terms of the way that it brought that type of emotion when you think about everything that you've been through?
When he asked me that, I had already kind of been, for the 15 minutes prior to that, kind of looking around my house and seeing who I was surrounded by, people from all different stages of my life that have helped me out. And it just kind of brought up all the emotions of the tough times that we went through and the good ones, and to think about that they're all there in that moment for whatever was going to be the fresh start. It's just a whole lot of emotion packed into one phone call. And so when he asked me that, that's an emotional thing for me.
Hey, Baker, John Dorsey mentioned knowing your food order at the food truck. That's how thoroughly he vetted you. Can you tell us about your discussions with him and with the Browns along those lines? He bust your chops at the combine, as it was reported, and just what was your message to them to clear all that up?
It's been very entertaining, back and forth with him, which makes it fun. He's been upfront and honest about messing with me about my mistakes, and I've been honest about, you know, what I've learned from it, and the fact that it shouldn't have happened. So it's been great. And when you can have a relationship like that, to where everything's out in the open, you're upfront, you're open communication. It's making for a great relationship. So for me, that's how this whole process has been. And then I sit down and meet with the coaches and got to talk ball over the past couple months. And it's just, for me, it's been a good experience.
Right, a lot. What does it mean to you that that didn't affect the Browns and they took you at number one? And does it mean anything as far as, you know, going forward with smaller quarterbacks?
Oh, that means the world to me. It shows that I've been able to show everybody, or at least them, that I've learned from my mistakes. I've grown up, and I can be honest about those mistakes. And so I'm just excited that I get to do that with them. And like I said, that's a good relationship to have when you're honest. And so, and then on top of it, it shows that it's not about your size. It's about winning and a mentality and leadership qualities.
Baker, the context here is that everybody here in Browns Nation is going to, you know, hope that a number one overall pick is really, really good, and everybody's wind-starved around here and hoping you are really, really good. But in that context, what's your long-term view, what you you can be as an NFL quarterback and a Browns quarterback?
You know, I'm a guy that I don't know what the plan holds for me, but I've always been one to where I want to get settled in. I want to stay there for a long time. So I'm hoping that we can be the start this class, the start of something new for Cleveland. We can turn it around and get going. And for me, that means making the right steps and whatever it is, being the best backup, being the best starter, whatever comes my way, just being the leader that I always have been. And it just means a lot because I know the Cleveland fan base is hungry and deserves to have a successful team.
Hey, Baker, at the Combine, when you were asked a million questions about your height, you mentioned, you know, Russell Wilson, you mentioned Drew Brees, and you also mentioned Tyrod Taylor that day. Shortly after that, the Browns traded for Tyrod. Did you take note of that at all, that the Browns might be open to paving the way for you?
Not necessarily, but it did show me a little bit that they didn't care about that. It was about winning, and at the quarterback position, between winning and leadership qualities, I don't think you could have two better things at the QB position. So, and that's something that Tyrod does. So that got me excited. That showed me that they have an open mind about it. So obviously, it worked out now.
So Baker, at the Senior Bowl, you talked there a lot about, you know, going there and trying to shed the Johnny Manziel sort of bad boy image. Now that you've actually landed in the land of Johnny Manziel, do you feel like it's more imperative than ever that, you know, you need to show people that you're not that? And, I mean, do you feel like you're kind of coming in with that little bit of a strike against you to Cleveland where everyone has this very vivid memory of Johnny Manziel here?
No, I mean, I understand that it's fresh on everybody's memories, but for me, the reason I'm here right now is because I've been myself. But Johnny and a few completely different people. There's nothing against him, but what I've been able to do is be upfront and honest about who I am during these meetings, and I'm confident that I've showed that with this coaching staff and with the management and throughout this process. So for me, moving forward, it's just being myself. I'm not going to go out and try and prove I'm not Johnny. I'm going to be myself, and to me, that's going to take care of the rest.
Hey, Baker, when you do get here, tell me what you think the first impression fans are going to have when they really get to know you.
I'm hoping they're going to love me because I think love playing for a fan base like that. I mean, the loyalty and everything that comes with it, from what I've heard, is unbelievable. So for me, I'm hoping it's going to be a mutual relationship.
Hey, Baker, over the years, a lot of quarterbacks have come through Cleveland. A lot of quarterbacks have been drafted here and not lasted very long. You're the next in line. What about you makes you feel like you're the guy to finally solve the mystery here?
It's the mentality. You come in and you can think about what's happened in the past so you can focus on the present and work for the future. And so for Cleveland right now, we're making the right moves, and Tyrod and I, we're going to put it into that list of the QB names in the back of a jersey.
Could you think back to your study of Ohio State and specifically your scouting report and what you thought of Denzel Ward for obvious reasons after what just happened?
He's an unbelievable player, a guy that has been obviously great for them the past couple of years. So to be able to move forward with him and to be a part of that draft class with a great player from a great program, I'm looking forward to it, to get up, go up against him in practice and grow and learn together.
Baker, what were your conversations like with offensive coordinator Todd Haley, and what about coming to play for coordinator who's had guys like Kurt Warner and Ben Roethlisberger, and even Matt Castle put up a lot of yards when he played under Todd Haley?
They've been great. They talked about what he wants to accomplish scheme wise. Why they were good at it, and also got to talk personnel. The great ones that he's coached. It's been awesome to hear the different things they did to, to progress and get better each day. So I'm looking forward to, learning from him and finding my own niche and growing and just starting fresh with a guy that's obviously had a lot of success.
Hey, Baker, most people we talk to rave about your leadership abilities. How would you describe that aspect of your game and taking us back, all the way through your high school years, how have you been able to affect that gravitational pull that you've had with your teammates to kind of play alongside you and have the impact you've had on them?
To me, it's the most important thing. If you can elevate the level of play of your teammates around you, and not just the other 10 guys on your team on the field at the same time, but the defense and the special teams and even the coaches, if you can inspire and get people to play with a passion and a focus that they didn't have before, that's the most important thing. Because if you get guys to believe in it and never have a doubt, no matter what the score is, no matter what your record is, you can start something great.
Hey, Baker, your flag plant at midfield at Ohio Stadium is still burned in the memories of Buckeye Nation up here. Denzel Ward is now your teammate. Just kind of your thoughts on that experience at Ohio Stadium, and also you get to play with Ward now.
I'm looking forward to playing with Denzel, like I said, learning and going with him. I talked about it earlier in the season after that happened. It was an emotional win, one that I had burned in my memory after they came and just absolutely crushed us on our own home field. So it was that's an emotional win. No, it shouldn't have happened in midfield, but I'm looking forward to hoping I can change some of the eyes and the opinions they have, and now we're all in it together.